are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a song about muscles, the kind of muscles that God can give.
God can make you strong.
Stand on His promises. Live His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above.
Work for the people
and live by His power.
God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant, Goliath was his name. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His promises.
From him in a test, his health is whole, his wealth is family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong.
Stand on His promises and live in His love.
Anything is possible with blessings from above.
Work for His people.
For the next few weeks, we're going to look at some amazing stories of courage and faith. Stories about ordinary people doing extraordinary things with God's help.
Today we're going to hear the story of David.
It's a story about a small shepherd boy who was called to fight a big, mean, giant warrior.
It's the story of David and Goliath.
And this story is found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16. It's a story about a war between the people of Israel and their enemy, the Philistines.
The Philistines were ready for war. They occupied one hill, and the Israelites occupied another. A man named Goliath came out of the Philistines' camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He was dressed in heavy armor of battle with a helmet and a shield. He carried a spear that was heavy and long.
Goliath shouted to the army of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for a battle?"
"Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to kill me, we will become your servants. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our servants and serve us." Now the king of Israel and all of his warriors were terrified of this man, and they all ran away from him.
No one wanted to face him.
For 40 days, this giant named Goliath would step forward and call for someone willing to face him to fight him.
No one was brave enough to fight Goliath. He was too big and strong, and they were all afraid of him. But a little boy named David heard the voice of that giant Philistine, and he wasn't afraid.
He had come to the front line of the war because his father had sent him there with some food for the soldiers. He wanted to hear more about this giant who everyone feared.
The men told David that the king would give great wealth to whoever defeated this giant, and that he would also be given the king's daughter in marriage.
David kept asking about the giant until King Saul finally noticed him and called to meet him.
David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on the account of this Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight him."
King Saul replied, "You are not able to go out and face this giant. You are only a small boy."
But David knew that his strength was from God, and he told the king that he had been protecting his father's sheep, and many times he faced lions and bears and had killed them. He said Goliath would be like them.
And he said that the Lord had delivered him from his enemies, and that the Lord would deliver him from the mighty Goliath too.
Saul gave him armor to put on for the battle. He gave him a sword, and David tried to walk around with all this heavy armor on, but it just wasn't comfortable.
So he took off the armor and put his shepherd's staff in his hand. He took 5 smooth stones and put them in a pouch. With a sling in his hand, he walked towards this big warrior.
Goliath walked toward David.
Then Goliath noticed that a small boy was coming to him, and he was angry. And he called out, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?"
David said to him, "You come against me with a sword, spear, and javelin. But I come against you with the name of Lord God Almighty. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down."
He said, "All those gathered here will know that it is not with a sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands."
As Goliath moved close, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him.
Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the giant on his forehead.
Down went Goliath.
Yay!
David defeated that giant with a small stone. God can take a small boy and make him into a mighty warrior. David knew he could do it, and God gave him the courage and the wisdom to face Goliath. Now, we probably won't be asked to face a giant in battle, do you think?
No.
I don't think so. But we can learn from this story, and we can learn that with God, anything is possible. If he calls us to do a big job, he will give us what we need to do his work. David believed in the Lord. He trusted God to guide him, and this adventure was just the beginning of David's walk with the Lord. Maybe some of you know the rest of the story of this small boy who later became a great king and a man after God's own heart.
Here's another song about some more amazing things God has done through his people in the Bible.
can learn by reading the Bible.
We'll hear another story from the Bible next week.
And we have time for one more song today.
It's a song about the Bible.
About the B-I-B-L-E.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us what we need to do your work. You can make us strong. You can give us courage, courage to face the things we can't do on our own. You are mighty and powerful. Nothing can defeat you. And we put our faith in you, Lord. We put our trust in you. And we love you and will serve you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
God can make you strong. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.